Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. In the next 10 minutes or so, I want to share with you a few thoughts about what's been going on here in Carroll County. One of my favorite books, which is kind of strange for me to say at this point, is a book called One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It had to do with an individual actually in the gulag in Siberia, and the whole book was about the one day. Well, I definitely don't feel like I'm in the gulag or in Siberia, although it did have a little snow the other day. I want to give you basically, instead of one day in the life of, but 1 week in the life of Ed Rothstein as your county commissioner. So in just the 1 week, I'm going to share with you a few of the events and activities that occurred. First was last week, we went down to Mako, we being a few of the commissioners and I, along with key staff, went down to the Maryland Association of Counties Winter Conference. There we were able to talk about good ideas happening in the counties, some of the challenges happening in the counties. Obviously, school construction and the Kerwin Commission did come up with no real clear message except a wait-out approach, and we will find out the challenges that lie ahead when it comes to the Kerwin Commission and the funding for our public schools in later spring when the legislative season occurs. The idea about Mako is to get all of the counties together to include Baltimore City, and have conversations and discuss the priorities that we want to bring forward to our legislators and the General Assembly. And now, throughout the season of the legislation from January to April, we, your county, along with the other counties, will be down in Annapolis, ensuring that our delegation from the three districts here in Carroll County, District 5, 9 Alpha, and 4, that represent Carroll County's entirety, understand what our issues are. In addition to the attendance in Mako, a couple of other activities that occurred. One was we met with Secretary Grumbles, our Secretary of the Environment, MDE, and we talked about some of the issues that are happening here in Carroll County to make sure he understands our intent in Carroll County when it comes to our environment and how we care for it. And then also look for his assistance on where the state can come into play. Another highlight during the conference, which is really cool, and sometimes I feel like a broken record when I say this, was how Carroll County is taking care of our veterans. Mako, as a whole, the state recognized Carroll County for our veterans program. So really a shout out to our Department of Citizen Services, along with our community, in coming together and focusing on the requirements that our veterans, the thousands of veterans in Carroll County, need to improve their quality of life. So it deals with transportation, it deals with our veteran support officers that are assigned in the county, to all of the other programs that we have. It's not about flagpoles and dedications, but it's about actual making things happen for our veterans and our family. From that event in Mako, other jurisdictions, the surrounding counties, came up to me and said, "What are you doing that's so great?" And I share with them how we are resourcing our priorities and we're putting money and people towards taking care of our veterans and the programs that we are doing. And they were very intrigued and asked for us follow-up so we can share some of those good ideas and then really start taking care of our veterans in Carroll County, our veterans in the region, and our veterans in the state. So Mako Winter Conference was a very valuable time spent. A couple days later, I had a town hall. And what I've been trying to do, and I think I've been relatively effective, is I have two town halls during the day, one in the morning and one in the evening. The intent there is to make it as available to our community as possible to come in and share what's on their mind. Great opportunity, again, for me to listen and learn and then lead together with the community on how to take care of our priorities. Some of the issues that we talked about had to deal with economic and business development, had to deal with security and safety in our retail and in our community, had to deal with the schools and the redistricting process that is starting to occur in formulating ideas on Freedom Elementary, which is, you know, overpopulated right now, and how it'll have effects on the other feeder schools down in District 5 going into Liberty High School. And then a little bit on agriculture. Highlighted during the town halls, I had the opportunity to have our superintendent, Dr. Lockhart, come in a morning session, and then his team came in the evening. And in the evening session, I had Sheriff Jim DeWeese, both rock stars in my book, and then in the morning, the sheriff had his team with us as well. Again, both rock stars in my book, on able to share what activities they're doing. They're very transparent. They're very welcoming to ideas from our community. So I thought the town halls went really well. Probably had about 110, 120 total throughout the day. I then attended the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore, which I serve on their board representing you, our county. And the meeting is focused on the economic and business development in the entire region. And when I talk about the region for the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore, I'm talking about Baltimore City, and then to the east of that, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County. North is Hartford and Cecil County. To the south of Baltimore City, you got Howard County and then Carroll County. So those jurisdictions coming together, again, looking at best practices, the growth in the region, business and economic development, and not necessarily just economic or business growth. Not just building new businesses to build new businesses, but to really focus on the plans that we have on economic and business development in the region. And that kind of dovetails right into yesterday. Wednesday, to the Governor's Workforce Development Board, where again, I represent our county and then also MACO as a whole. The Governor's Workforce Development Board is established by our governor and is facilitated through the Department of Labor. It's focused on just what it says, our workforce in Maryland. We focus on different issues from cybersecurity, healthcare, manufacturing, workforce. Is there enough? And the answer, short answer is no. So how do we train and equip individuals to get into the workforce? A lot of it has to do with the tech centers, from the high schools in our state to the community colleges to our universities, along with mentorship programs and apprenticeship programs across the state. It's, again, opportunity to look at best practices, share ideas, and then take opportunities to increase the workforce in our communities. Carroll County is wonderful with our community college, specifically around manufacturing, along with some of the innovation in cyber and drone technology and a lot of other opportunities. And of course, they do have the first class nursing program and healthcare programs within the community college. So the community college really does dovetail well with the focus of our workforce development board at the state level. Another issue that we talk about the governor's workforce development board are the minority demographics. You could say women-owned businesses, veteran-owned or service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses, in addition to bringing into the workforce reintegration of citizens. In other words, those that have been released from imprisonment and then getting them into the workforce. With strong programs for reintegration really does draw down the recidivism of our criminals going back into the system. So in other words, getting them trained, educated, and into the workforce upon their release or in preparation of their release and then upon their release is the way to go. In addition, another event I went to, and this is all, again, within the 1 week, is the Fort Meade Alliance President's Reception. The focus on the Fort Meade Alliance is just that on Fort Meade along with the surrounding communities. Did you know that 8% of the Fort Meade workforce comes from Carroll County? A specific action, actually, when I was in command of Fort Meade, was to focus on resiliency and education programs on the installation for the entire military and veteran community, active and veterans, along with their families, and the surrounding communities that include Carroll County. They are now establishing a resiliency and education center on Fort Meade that will have an opportunity to reach out to Carroll County and taking care of our community. So again, it's that old adage in the Army, one team, one fight. A couple of other things I want to close on. We are continuing to do comprehensive rezoning. We've had many work groups and work sessions, and we just adopted the commercial, industrial, and employment campuses. I'm very proud of our team, our community, and my fellow commissioners is coming together in adopting that part of the zoning. We are then going to go into residential starting in the new year, and then after that, agriculture. The intent there is when we go into residential that we also look at the effects it has on the commercial, industrial, and employment campuses, and we work together in building a what is known as a comprehensive zoning package that focuses on the master plan for Carroll County, our vision, and our priorities for Carroll County. Okay, I think my time is up. What I'd like to do at the very end is, again, wishing everybody a very healthy and blessed holiday season as we walk into December. I try not to take myself seriously, but take all the work I do very seriously. And the reason I'm sharing that with you right now is take the opportunity not to take yourself so seriously all the time, but to take the things that you prioritize very seriously. In the holiday season, my priorities are to my family and to my friends and to my community and neighbors. And that's what I want to take serious. I want to be able to embrace them, have a great opportunity to share stories and be with them throughout the holiday season. In the same breath, as a veteran, remembering and understanding and being empathetic to those that are in harm's way, our police, our fire, our military, that are not with their families, but then also the families that are not with those that are serving in our police and fire and military, keeping them in mind and reaching out and wishing them a very happy holidays as well. So in closing, wishing everybody a blessed and Merry Christmas, those that celebrate, a very happy Hanukkah and a Chag Sameach to those that celebrate Hanukkah, and wishing everyone a wonderful and blessed holiday season. Once again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, hoping you all have a wonderful weekend and a great December. Thanks. As always, life is good.